Welcome, everybody. Lovely to be with you. So, just for the duration of this meeting, let us leave the past behind meaning not to engage to remain still relaxed and available, alert, sort of a not doing anything. And somehow presence noticing itself, meaning simply noticing that you're aware. Aware of the breathing, aware that you're aware. Letting things be. As if you're sitting on the shore of a stream. Listening to the birds, listening to the stream, when the stream is you. Because when you're not using memory or not using the past, there is nothing which is not you. There is a stillness to presence. When the activity of thinking is an appearance within presence. Like the sound of the stream or the bubbles of water when the stream is gushing. They are simply a manifestation of the stream. There is nothing happening to the stream. As thoughts appear to you, there is nothing happening to you. Just a sensation. There are no issues. And then there is the I thought. The habitual I thought. Which comes hand in hand with the me feeling. The sense of limitation. Contractions within the body. And the I thought stirs the mind. And generates more I thoughts. How am I doing? What is going to happen to me? Will I ever get there? The I thought arises out of belief, an old belief. That you, meaning consciousness, awareness, exists in time and space. That you are born, that you are a body. Entity. You are born and bound to die. The ending of me, the ending of my world. The ending of my life, the ending of my relationships, and it is fear. A sensation grabs you in the belly. But this fear is not so much about the ending of your relationships or the ending of your world or the ending of your mind. It is about the ending of you. This existential fear which is in the background and oftentimes in the foreground the disappearance of consciousness. Which requires the belief that consciousness can appear and disappear. Because we know the body appears and disappears. The 12-year-old body is different from the 50-year-old body. The body dissolves more or less in deep sleep. When we know in our experience there is more to it than the body, the world, the mind, because there is awareness, intuitively, we know that there is something. Much more majestic, more significant, which is consciousness. And we believe that this consciousness is dependent on the body, and something happens to it when the body dies. And this fear, this existential fear, permeates our entire life. Up to the death of the body. Until and except when we come to the understanding about consciousness. A glimpse into reality, an understanding about reality, about the world, about the universe, about you. That you are not limited by that which you perceive, which is constantly appearing and disappearing. There is simply a teeny tiny peek into the infinite. The understanding that your mind is a minute expression, a minute manifestation of the absolute. The understanding that you are limitless, that reality is limitless, formless, and infinitely creative. And besides its creation, in its very nature, it is beyond any description. The understanding that as long as you rely solely on the body mind, You are deprived from this understanding. Because the body mind is simply a teeny reflection of the vastness. This existential fear always refers to you as a mortal entity, to you as a man, a woman, a person. But you are not that. You are this invisible, aware presence, which right now hears these words, which knows it is, and knows that it is formless, boundless, invisible to the senses, and yet undeniable. The reality of being. So come closer to the edge. And fall into God's arms. Because they are always extended. You is this vastness. Having a temporary, a human dream. It's not a big deal. Well, if you have any questions, make sure you unmute yourself. I have a couple of questions that were sent to me, which I will address. But first, any questions?